listener production.
Good afternoon, it's Lee Jollo. Tassie police are continuing the search for Nicole Barringer at Sisters Beach on the north coast, the 45-year-old last heard from on Tuesday. It's after the woman's car was found at the Sisters Beach boat ramp yesterday, with serious concerns held for her welfare. Anyone with info should call police on 131 444. A pilot program announced as part of yesterday's National Cabinet will force people to prove their age before viewing sexual content online. It's hoped stopping young people from seeing what's depicted will help drive down the rate of domestic violence. And Gender Equality Tasmania CEO Alina Thomas says the move sends a message about how abhorrent and destructive the material can be.
Implementing it is going to be very, very difficult, as is controlling anything on the internet. But I think the message around it is important. It really needs to be accompanied by the conversations with people around pornography.
PM Anthony Albanese has meanwhile hinted at more measures to come on top of yesterday's $1 billion commitment. Hobart Airport's upgraded runway could pave the way for flights directly from Asia once the work is done in mid to late next year. The Tourism Industry Council's Amy Hills on some of the places where we could be jetting off to.
Tourism Tasmania with the government is doing a lot of work to shore that up and to see what we can do with airlines for them to see Tasmania as a real possibility, because we do have a lot of interest from visitors in places like Singapore and Hong Kong and others.
Counting down to the Legislative Council elections in the divisions of Prosser, Elwick and Hobart coming up this Saturday. More than 14,000 people have already early voted. To sport now, and a Blues boost for Friday night footy against Collingwood. Midfielder Adam Chera will return against a Magpies midfield missing Jordan Degoe and Tom Mitchell. Coach Michael Voss looking for a quick response after last week's loss to Geelong.
It's not so much about respecting our opponents, it's more about how we want to play, and we feel like we fell short on what that actually looked like.